Aleishur Chelek Aleph Daf Kuf Chaf. This is the 25th chapter. It's entitled Ratzoin, and it's the last chapter in this shar. Ratzoin, will. Baperakim hakoidmim nisbarelu nahinanim hadorashim chinuch b'avida. In the previous chapters, we clarified certain general inyanim that we looked at from the perspective of chinuch and avoida, as he explained in the introduction. And you remember that we spoke in the introduction about these things being general, similar to advice about hygiene that a doctor would give to everyone, as opposed to specific advice to an individual patient. So in this shower we described basic things that are applicable to everyone. Shavei lechol nefesh, and we always looked at them in the perspective of chinuch and avoda. Kulam mehadvarim ha'imdim merumei shel olam. All of them fall into what Chazal called dvarim ha'imdim merumei shel olam, things that are at the apex of the world, extremely important. Asher yecholim lehasig osanu b'meshach shanim. These are things that can occupy us for years and years. Ulam adayin lo huvhar kitzad nigash lemaseh. What we haven't explained, at least not explicitly, is how we approach these things in practice. What we know is the definitions. What are the midos that we need to acquire? How to improve the quality of one's service in those areas. What we also understand at this point is the central activity for all branches of both chinuch and avida is some aspect of Limud Musar daily. Everything that's mentioned in the previous chapters has to be a subject of this Limud, both in terms of analysis, learning, and also, crucially, in terms of reflection on how that material applies to oneself. Ulam, however, kitzad yishtane b'zeh adam ikari, how to change oneself fundamentally. Ula'elu pe'ulayis ezakuk b'chdei lagye lemaaseh ha'tov ulemideis tovayis. What activities in particular, what plan of action one needs to achieve these things we've been speaking about. Umayin ha'itzois lagye lir'a ve'emunah l'tira ulemitzvois b'shleimus. Again, the practical steps, al zeis elu l'ashiv b'siyum sha'azeh. That's the purpose of this concluding chapter. Koyach echad mekanen b'chol adam. There's a force within each person, ha'amoik shebakoychoyis, the deepest of all forces, v'choyach kabir hu. It is a colossal force. Le'ma'asim hu mevi. It brings a person to action, to do. V'gam esaderech hu meir. It also illuminates one's path. Ki gam si'ata dishmai hu meir. It also illuminates, it also rather kindles si'ata dishmai. It's called haratzoin, the will. When we speak about this concept, we're not talking about whims, things that pop up here and there. Suddenly you feel like this and I feel like that. These whims usually are rooted in dimyon. It's imagination, fantasy. Whether they're directed at spiritual concepts or physical, but they're rooted in dimyon essentially. And that's not what we're talking about. The whole power of the I, the entire personality, can be compacted into one will that fills the entire person, his entire depth, his entire height. And this will determine the person's direction. Both in day-to-day decisions, and also in fateful decisions in a person's life. That's the Ratzon we're speaking about. That deep force that fills the entire person. People say, there's nothing that stands in the way of will. And Chazal corroborated, in the path that a person wishes to walk, well, in that way, they lead him from Shamayim. He determines his own direction. They say this with respect to Bil'am initially, but it extended to everyone in Maseches Makois. And similarly, Haba Litahir Mesaya Inoyse, a person who wants to He has a sincere desire to be mitaher, will receive siyata deshmaya. Habo lita mei, and if he's going in the opposite direction, pesachim, open the door for him. The person himself determines the direction he wishes to take. And then mishamayim, there's reciprocation. Hamatzliach leachnis ha-she'ifa l'iskavus el Hashem ve'la'avodasi baratzin. A person succeeds in taking the aspiration to draw near to Hashem, into his avodah, and fold it into one's ratzin. She'aratzin yismale kuloi b'davar echad v'yachid zeh, that one's will be filled with this single ambition, li'os karov el borei olam, to be close to the Creator. Harei haratzin yimshech acharav eskol kuchos haguf ha-nefesh. The ratzin will schlep behind it all of one's forces that are in one's psychology, body, etc. It's the locomotive. V'chulam yiratimu limgamazo. All of those other forces will be hitched to this objective. V'loy oid, as we mentioned a moment ago above, el haratzin hazeh hu kelachatz al kaftor. It's like pressing a button. Ashe al yado ya'iru lo milemala esaver hilechmat. That it's a switch. You press the button, the switch that illuminates from the Shamayim, that will illuminate for him the path to follow. Koyach adiru haratzin. It is an enormous force. Says the Sefer HaYashar, Yadanu ki haboire echad veberoim rabim. The Creator is one, and his creations are many. Vechol she'irchaku min haboire yirbu. It's interesting. The more distant they are from the Creator, the more numerous. It's an interesting insight that as you go further and further in Creator, lower and lower in creation, there are more and more. Yeah? There are lots of animals. There are many, many more insects than animals. And there are far, far more germs, bacteria. They are the most prolific in the creation. It is an interesting insight, this. And he continues, V'chol she'ikrovu yimatu. And conversely, the closer they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fewer they are. And he continues, V'dakya beruim rabim, and above just creatures, besides just animals, he now speaks about forces. U'lemale mikulam, above everything is anefesh, v'seichel, v'hamada, v'em shleisha. So above, as we said, whether you speak about bacteria, animals, and mammals, or whatever, you get human beings. But above that even, there are forces. Namely, as he says, nefesh, the soul, and the seichel, intellect, the amada, knowledge, behem shleisha, so the three. Ulemale mehem achefetz, and above that, desire, what we are calling ratzoin. Ulemale mimenu, above desire, hatechuna rishana v'hua boire. The primary property, which is the Creator. So there's nothing above the ratzoin except the Creator. Hari soid haratzoin, shua chefetz, it's a synonym, shua na'ala mikol evreim, the highest of all created things, hakarev b'yoyisere labore, the closest thing to the Creator. Nimtza, what emerges from this is ki ha'adam asher ratzoinu chazak l'yisrael v'l'borei, a person whose desire is strong to be close to his Creator, hu kvar karov b'yisrael v'l'borei, he's already, through that desire, he's already exceedingly close to the Creator, asher en kirva gdola mizoi. This is something we saw before. The Rishonim said there's nothing closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than a person's heart, meaning in our context his desire. Me'ata nashiv lashel eitzeis ketzal yiskev ketzal la'avod. Now we can give advice to the person who's seeking and is asking how to draw near, how to improve one's avodah. Ein lecha ela lechazek es ratzoncha be'avodas Hashem. What you have to do is strengthen your will in avodas Hashem leval yechalesh le'olam, so that it does not weaken. Here's an example. Again, chinuch in avodah. Chinuch, we said, changing oneself, one's personality, one's midos. And avodah is improved service of Hashem, better quality. So somebody is working these areas in the context of chesed. He has to cultivate a will, a strong desire to do chesed. Umina shamayim yazruhu. From shamayim they will assist him. Lirois eifoi vechitzad lasos masim shochesed. He will be shown. He will be given opportunities where and how to be involved in chesed. The second example: haritzel yischanech velavoid batefila. And remember, these are all chapters that we had before. He's obviously referring to examples of chapters that we had in this section of the sefer. So he wants to be involved in chinuch and avoida in the context of tefila. Yechazek retzuinoize. He must drive his will in this area. Umin Hashemayim Yedrichu, he'll be guided from Shemayim. Vegam koichoyes sichloi v'nafshoi. And like Rabbeinu Tam says in Sefer Yashar, his other forces, psychological forces that he has, will be pulled after his ratzin. V'aleinu ladas emes neira'azes. This is really truly awesome. We need to know this awesome truth. Mash adam be'emes reitze es ze umasig v'chayav. What a person truly wishes, that is what he attains in his life. Ulehefech, in the converse, mash adam masig b'chayav, what a person attains in his life, zehu hagilui al mash ha'eretzono b'tchila. It's an indication of what his will was initially. And it truly is an awesome, it's a very difficult thing to read this with sincerity and to face it, to confront this. That what we really want, this is what we will attain. What we attain is an indication of what we really wanted. It is not an easy project. Another point. Ve'al nit ebaze, let us not err. Ein his ererus pesa visragshus lesha'aratzin. That's the point we made on the previous page. A sudden awakening, a momentary, what we would call inspiration in this generation, that's not called ratzin. Those are rooted in the dimyoin. Rov b'nei adam einam yodim klal ma'im rotzim. The majority of people don't even know what they want. The author is speaking to Bnei Torah, but one sees this most especially outside the realm of Bnei Torah. When you look at the outside world, for most people, what they want is dictated by the media, by advertising. It's dictated, it's placed into the mind. You want this product, you want that product, you want this lifestyle. They don't know what they want at all. But the truth is, as we said, the author speaking to Bnei Torah, they too, to a lesser extent, but they too don't know what they want. It's a deep force. It is hidden from the superficial gaze. Awesome, again, the words of the Gra. Even the word has been so eroded. Nobody knows anymore what awesome means. If it's a well-designed piece of jeans, it's awesome in these days. But we really have to understand, these are awesome words. Kol darkei ha'adam nimshachim acharei ha'ratzon ha'rishon. Says the Gra, all the ways of man are pulled after his primary will. Uchmashaleh al ruchoi ba'ratzon ha'rishon. Whatever he desires in that primary will, hem zakim v'yisharim enav. So then it seems good to him, it seems upright to him. Achtoichen ruchoi sashem. Hashem is the one who knows spirits. V'hu yodeim lo haya beruchoi remiyah. He knows if the person's ruach, there wasn't some deception. Whether there was no ulterior motive in that first primary world, who knows what our primary will strives for? Nonetheless, the more we know how to deepen our will, to be people who are sincere in wanting to be greater, there will be assistance betiv'einu min ha'shamayim, both naturally and from Shemayim. Here comes a remarkable paragraph from the Chazon Ish. It's worthwhile remembering this. The Chazon Ish writes, "Tiras hamidois." When it comes to one's personality traits, he'emidu chachmei ha'yira leferek miyuchad b'shlemus avida. Chachmei ha'yira means chachmei ha'musar. Take it as a separate subject in shlemus avida. One's midos. Ve'af shakedu alem lefarkam lemidos mispan. They also categorize them and they break them down into various midos, kmo ka'as, ga'ava, ta'ava, anger and arrogance and lust and ahavas hakavod and pursuit of glory, ahavas hamitzuach, argumentation, nekama, revenge, tzarus, ayin, v'chayitzaben, many. Umeroy ve'ergel, he says, because we're so used to this, we've read so many Sifrei Musar that speak about these midos, and we've attended so many shirim and shmuzim that speak about this. Nikba belev rabim, what's been imprinted on the hearts of many, shebe'emes ha'shlemus ibalas ivarim nifrabim, that perfection has different limbs, all of these different midos. V'omnam ze emes mitzad chol yanefesh, that's only true for in terms of the affliction of the soul, and in terms of how one wages battle against one's corruption, literally. So one has to wage battle against a definite enemy, call it kas, or call it ga'ava. So in a certain sense, it's true, there are these different midois. But the Chazon Ish argues, aval, however, beshorsham, at the root, ein kan rak mida achas teva or mida achas ra'a. It's a remarkable insight. At root, there is one good midah and one bad midah, and they lead to all of the multifaceted other midahs that we are familiar with. What are these? Hamidah hara'a, hi ha'aznacha es ha'chayim ha'tivim al ma'alacham ha'tivim. The root negative midah is to, haznacha means to neglect, to let life flow in its natural course, to just go with the flow, to let it go. That's the root midah. Uvli kol ishtadlus, without any effort at all, yishtalem b'midos v'skolan. The person can be perfect in all the bad midos. He'e ka'asan mitzuyan, he'll be superb at being angry. Noikem mitzuyan, he'll be excellent at taking revenge. Ge'em mitzuyan, outstanding at arrogance v'chen ala. Lo yichsal lo mikol ha'midos ha'rois k'shamonu chachamim me'uma. He'll lack nothing of all the bad midos that chachamim enumerated. But just haznacha es hachayim ativim al malacham ativim, to just let one's life flow as it is natural. The image I always have in my mind when I read these words is an escalator. You just stand there and you go down. You don't have to do anything. Just stand on the escalator and it's going down and down and down and down without, because you're not resisting. Yeah? You're not on an escalator. If it's an escalator going down and you wish to go up, you need to put in an effort. But by letting go, by just going with the flow, you just find yourself going further and further down. The root positive midah, he haskama hamuchletes, is total commitment. Levaker es hashoresh hamusari al regesh hata'avani. To give preference to the ethical consideration over one's sensual attraction. That's the root midah teva. To give preference to, again, to ethical considerations over one's natural attraction to ta'ava, whatever the ta'ava may be. From this vantage point, they can battle all the bad midos. This commitment cannot be half-hearted. It has to be total. Sheze ha'ish, this person, she'or ha'sechel, that the light of the mind, of the intellect, usgulas ha'nefesh, the property of the soul, hikitzuhu, have awakened him. V'yashpi'u alav levchiras ha'tov, and they influence him to choose the good. Hu she'ef b'sha'a teiva letuv b'li metzerim. He aspires for endless good. V'ein ro'e soiva le'nafsho b'chol ha'tov she'yaseh. He never is satisfied and never satiated with all the good that he accomplishes. There's more. V'ro'e o'ilam nitzchi, he sees in front of him an eternal world, bilti ketz, bilti tachlis, without end, without limits. V'charega yeta'ev kol midos ra'os yahad. And he just feels a revulsion towards midos ra'os. And from that point, from that perspective, he battles midos ra'os. That's a Chazon Ish. And the author says that's essentially what we've been saying. Zoyisi kol avoidaseinu. That's the avoida. L'chazek tamid es ha'ratzon yes ba'litoher. To strengthen constantly the desire, at least, to be in the right direction, to be facing the right direction, to be going in the right way. Kol asher lomdim b'sifrei hayirah v'musar uv'ma'amrei chazal. Whatever we learn in Sifrei Musar, in the Ma'amrim of Chazal, and in Shmuzin that we hear, yesh lelomdoi b'chavana lechazek es haratzim. One has to learn it with the intent to strengthen one's desire, one's will, yes, ba'litahir. V'chol cheshboi nafsho shel adam, one's entire cheshboi nefesh, Yemrukaz likboa, must be focused on determining im ve'ad kama chazak etzanu yisbalite, whether and to what extent is my will strong to be balitahir. That's what cheshbon nefesh boils down to. In whatever area it is, whether it's ta'ava or kas ga'ava, to what extent do I really want to be balitahir? Yira v'yifchad adam, a person should fear, rak p'nyesh b'shosh, only if he senses a tendency, yes, bolitame, tendency that is going in the wrong direction. That's the only justification for fear. If he senses netiya, this tendency, this it is in the wrong direction, is not baliteyas, balitamei chaz v'chalila. Ma me'oid nefoitzim ha'is almus ve'gam ha'siluf hazeh edini b'zeh. How common are both? His almus means to avoid this, to neglect it, to be unaware of it. And siluf zeidani means deliberately distorting this. They're both common. It's basically shagig and mezid. For example, a person who's complaining about his lack of success in Avodas Hashem, and he moans, he sighs, tzrichim siyata dishmaya, I need siyata dishmaya. Hainu shekore tagar al siyata dishmaya keinena. What he's doing is challenging siyata dishmaya because it's not there. He's accusing his creator for disappointing him, implying that he, as far as he's concerned, he's done everything incumbent upon him. Now it's up to the creator, and the creator is disappointing him. He's destined to stand in judgment for accusing Hashem for things which are untrue. The assurance has been given to us. I'll say it in no uncertain terms. If his ba litaher, there is siyata dishmaya. If he hasn't succeeded, it means he wasn't on that path. He was going in the opposite direction. He did not do what was incumbent upon him. On the other hand, person who makes a claim about his avodah, im bechavanas atefilah, whether it has to do with kavona, or bishmiras gedorim, or maintaining certain parameters that is placed upon his behavior, or bishkidas limudo in terms of his diligence, he claims loy halachli. That's Hebrew slang. It just didn't go. It didn't work. It didn't turn out well. Taus atzuma biyadoi. He's making a colossal mistake. Simanu. It's an indication shelo yishtamesh beoyisakoyach. He did not use that force. That alone brings to the accomplishment of something good. He didn't use his will. Lack of success always testifies about weakness of will or lack of use of one's will. In brackets, and this is crucially important, of course, we're talking about things that are within the realm of what is possible for this individual, given his natural talents. It's, we're not talking about a person who sets out to be Be'ameinu, the guy in Mivilna, and then you know, we'll say to him, you didn't succeed because you didn't have sufficient willpower. We're talking about being realistic, but within the realm of the realistic, lack of success means lack of ratzon. One didn't use one's ratzon sufficiently. He just ends the hashifa la bilti efshari hina chisaron bedas. Aspiring for the impossible is just a lack of das. To conclude the entire shar, im kol aliyaseh shel adam kshura b'chizuk ha'ratzon yus balite. If one's entire ascent, growth, development is bound up in strengthening one's will to be ba'li taher, to be in the right direction, to be sincere, hare gam b'chol inyan minyanei avodah zeh eder. That's true for any inyan in avodah. In this shahr, we clarified the foundations of Torah and Mitzvot, Yirah and Emunah, v'darcheihem, and the various paths, b'chinuch atzmi v'avodah, again, in the two perspectives of chinuch and avodah. Ulam, however, etzos lo uzkaru b'hatzas ha'dvarim. We didn't give specific etzos. He does it in the second volume. In the second volume, there are all those vadim. For example, we learned about Kavoid. So I mentioned that in the second volume, there's a whole series of the Adim Evad Kavoid. But in this shahr, he never mentions specific exercises and particular ways, training ways, in advancing in these things. Nidmelanu, he says, it seems to me, ki haitza hakoiles v'amukha, the most encompassing and deepest advice one can give. And the most successful advice one can give here is chizuk haratzin, to strengthen your will, lizkois bechol inyan v'inyan me'avodah shadam rotzeh lizkois ba, to attain, to achieve whatever avodah you want to succeed in. Example, haroitzeh lizkois latefilah. Person who wants to attain things and achieve things in tefillah. Keshigash liyispalel, When he approaches the tefillah, Yechaven is called Oimek Ritzonon Tefillah. He must direct the depth of his will towards tefillah, or his kervus el Hashem sheba tefillah, and that aspect of drawing near to Hashem, which is inherent in tefillah. Vechach Yechaven gam, and his kavana should be Baruch Ata Hashem Ritzoni Levarich Oisecha. It's my wish to make this work. Ritzoni Liskav Elecha. It's my will to draw near to Hashem. Ritzoni Shete Elokeinu. In every word, etc. Ein oir keharatzein. There is no light as powerful as that of the ratzein. Adkan.